It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I don't know if they're as nervous as I am, which doesn't sound good. If you had like a surgeon and you were going in to have surgery, are you nervous? Yes, well, I am too. Uh-oh, that's not good. But no, joining us in studio this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show, let's give a warm welcome to Jeffrey and Brandy. They are getting married tomorrow. We're having a White Castle wedding. They are going to put a ring on it. We're talking about a chicken ring. And this is kind of cool. I don't even think Alex or Liv knew this, but there's actually a theme to tomorrow's wedding.
No way. What is it?
Batman.
No way.
Now, whose idea was that?
Hey, Pork Chop. Pork Chop! Turn their mic on. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is on.
Oh, it's weird. It's not working. It's muted or something. I can't hear him at all.
All right.
There we go. Thank you.
Theme wedding. It was me and her idea, actually. We talked about it.
That's so awesome.
Everyone's going to dress up in costumes.
Aw.
So is that kind of like how you guys meet? Like, did you meet like at a Superman or like a Batman convention? Or what? Well, how'd you choose it as a theme?
She loves Batman.
Okay, so it's your favorite thing, Brandy.
Yes. A couple years ago when I was teaching, we had Superhero Day, and I made a Robin costume. And anytime that somebody says super, like superhero, I'm like, ooh, I'm going to be a Robin. And you guys sprung this on us like we didn't think that we would win. And we didn't have time to go dress shopping. So I was like, we got to be Batman and Robin, no questions asked.
No, that's perfect, though. That's going to be really fun right
well,
there.
Well, you seem pretty prepared because you can't see her. But Brandy, you look so cute because you have all your bridal gear on. Like, she's got a little white jacket that says bride and a shirt that says bride. So you are bridled out. Like, you're ready for tomorrow, it looks like.
Yes, I've been ready.
Oh, that's so cute. So tell us about your how you met story.
It was in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah, we met during a tornado drill, actually.
Ooh, okay, I'm very interested in this already.
Alex loves tornadoes, too, so this is great.
I used to want to be a storm chaser when I was little.
Well, she was sitting across from me, and I was, like, trying to get her attention, and she was, like, giving me the cold shoulder, rolling her eyes. She actually just came from
a private Christian school.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, so then actually I got her in trouble that day because I was trying to talk to her. And from then we just hit it off. We started dating, and then we went our separate ways in life after that.
Okay, so you started dating in middle school.
Uh-huh.
You became like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yes.
And then you were boyfriend and girlfriend for how long before you broke up?
Till ninth grade.
Oh, my
wow.
Gosh. That's
holy
long.
Cow. Yeah, and teenage middle school years, that's a lifetime.
And so how did you find your way back to each other? Because you broke up for a little while, and then how'd you get back together?
Jeffrey always kept tabs on me. Like, I remember taking a math final in college, and, like, I still have the conversation. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm trying to finish this math final. Like, I just hate this. And he's like, oh, just get up, take a break, tell yourself you can do it. But then, like, he would see my parents in the most random places, like in Seymour. They would run into each other at Walmart. So he would always ask how I was. And then I moved back home, and my mom seen him across the street of our neighborhood and ran across the street and was like, Jeffrey, Brandy moved back home. Give me your number.
Oh, so mom was the facilitator.
Mom was the matchmaker here. Okay.
And so when I got back from the gym, my mom was like, Brandy, I got a number. And I was like, Mom, I can do this by myself. My feelings are hurt. I don't need your help. So I called him. And ever since then, it's just, we've just been together ever since that day.
Oh, that's so cute. Congratulations. So Joe is going to marry you.
Yeah, I am excited. I've married one couple, and it's as far as I know, they're still together. I haven't checked, but I haven't heard they've been divorced. So I'm one for one, guys.
Joe, I think you should dress up as that penguin guy.
Yes.
We don't have him yet.
We don't have a penguin.
Yes.
Oh, because I'm the fat guy? No. Oh, my God. Here's my thing. I'm so afraid. I'm like, what the heck am I going to dress up as? I mean, I have a suit, but how do I dress up like the penguin? What do? I got to have the nose.
Yeah, you got to have the nose. And also, doesn't he wear like a tuxedo or something? Yeah. Or what does he wear?
He walks with a gimp as well.
Well, I used to do that until I hit my hip replace, so I can do that.
He has like one eyeglass.
Ma'am, little monocle, see? I'm the penguin here.
Perfect. See, you just got to go get those couple things, go to Party City.
Yes, have Lindsay put pale makeup on your face and like red lipstick because he has super red lips, right, too? I think because he's always eating fish. He's always eating fish.
They look like they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're the Batman experts.
Yeah, no,
he's not eating fish.
We're lost.
The penguin dude.
Liv is trying to make everything healthy. She's like, no, he's having a lot of salmon. It's good for him.
Right. Of fish.
Just because penguin eats fish doesn't mean that penguin eats fish.
Dang it. I thought I was really on to something.
There's a part in the old Batman.
Yeah, this is like the old Batman with Danny DeVito.
Yes.
See?
And there's like a part where he is
eating. He's eating fish.
Okay. All right. Well, then Liv's going to get to marry you. She'll be the penguin. Maybe you can just come and be a penguin. Like, you can be in a penguin suit for me. And just be my sidekick. I just noticed right now, Jeffrey, did you get your, is that a Batman logo?
Hey, if you actually look at it, I got the Batman logo right here.
In your hair?
Get up and turn it for a second. Let me show you. Check that out, Alex. In his hair.
Oh, yes. It says POW. It's like comic book.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, it says POW. You've got the bat symbol, and then you have, what is that? Oh, the R for Robin. That's what it is. I can see it now. Yes. Precious.
So I'm actually going to go get it colored tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get my hair dyed.
I don't know what that's like because I'm bald over here, but it seems like it's amazing.
This is great. Liv will have to take a really good close-up picture of your hair, and she can put it on her Instagram story at Joan Alex Show for people to see because that's pretty dope.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So are you guys going into this? Any last thoughts? I mean, this is your last day as two separate people. I mean, you're going to commit to each other for the rest of your lives. Are we sure about this?
Oh, yeah.
It's about time.
Aww.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. We're so excited. Hey, thank you so much, Jeffrey and Brandy, for coming on in. Tomorrow we are going to get them married. It's going to be awesome. It is going to be a Batman-themed wedding. We'll get this photo up on our Joan Alex Show Instagram because Jeffrey's hair looks awesome, and both of your shirts look really great, too. This seems like it's going to be a really fun time having
Match made in heaven.
I just want the sliders. I'm so excited. That's how they're paying me. Sliders! Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Chicken rings! Okay. I won't do that at the wedding, I promise.
Oh, you can. It's fine.
Okay, cool. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.